And now, the rest of the story. There was trouble in Tinseltown. It involved a gifted screenwriter named Michael Wilson. It seems Mike had testified before the House Un-American Activities Committee in 1951, and he took the Fifth Amendment. That put him on the Hollywood blacklist. Now, remember, this was the era of the Mont-Nixon Bill, which demanded a variety of restrictions on domestic communism, registration of party members, identification of front organizations and their literature, denial of passports and federal employment to communists. The Mont-Nixon legislation also withheld tax exemptions from communist front organizations, required deportation of aliens convicted of communist activity, stiffened the punishment for peacetime espionage. And then came a Senate report pronouncing Hollywood a hotbed of communism, followed by a voluntary summit of motion picture producers. And the result of their Manhattan meeting was something nicknamed the Waldorf Declaration, an agreement among the producers that none of them would ever knowingly employ communists or communist sympathizers or suspected communist sympathizers or even people who had refused to cooperate with the House Un-American Activities Committee. Well, that brings us back to Mike Wilson. Remember, he took the Fifth in 51. Years later, he wrote a screen adaptation of Jessamine West's bestseller, a novel called Friendly Persuasion. And somehow that screenplay got past the censors, got put into a movie. $3.2 million worth of movie, a substantial sum for a motion picture 30-some years ago. Then came the greatest embarrassment of all. The movie was a hit. The movie was a hit, and the author was a suspected communist. Panned and poorly attended, the movie might have drifted gracefully into oblivion, but now, critically and publicly applauded, it was served with no fewer than 6 highly visible Oscar nominations, one for Best Screenplay. Well, a scandal erupted. Trying to put out the fire, the Motion Picture Academy Executive Board hastily passed a law, a regulation stating that anyone who had declined to answer questions before the House Un-American Activities Committee would be ineligible ever to receive an Academy Award. And so that action spelled disaster for the movie Friendly Persuasion. Tainted by the implication of commie dialogue, the entire production collapsed onto an unwritten Academy blacklist. And of the awards for which it had been nominated, including Best Picture and Best Director and Best Song, Friendly Persuasion got not one. And one member of the United States government was among the few who knew the rest of the story. A longtime archenemy of communism, a former member of the House Un-American Activities Committee, co-author of the anti-communist Mont-Nixon Bill, then Vice President of the United States, Richard Nixon. For the stigmatized motion picture Friendly Persuasion was a loosely woven collection of true stories, which had appeared in a book by the same name, True Stories by authorist Jessamine West, who happened to be a cousin of Richard Nixon himself. And the real-life characters about whom Cousin Jetty had written were the Vice President's own great-grandparents. That's right. Friendly Persuasion was their precisely recounted biography. The popular motion picture which fell victim to the Hollywood blacklist, the true story of a Quaker family who lived during the Civil War, was in fact the story of the family of Richard Nixon. And now you know the rest of the story.